Hey, Camille.
Happy Sunday, y'all, and welcome to the Outlet at Home, Two Homes, me and my girl. Diana, how are you?
I love that, Two Homes.
Right? I mean, I miss seeing your face, and your baby. Where's your son? I can't see your son right now.
No, you can't. Not right now. But he may make an appearance later, you know.
Okay.
Love your apartment. It looks so good. Look at the pillows and everything. Freshly fluffed. It looks
Listen, I didn't just do that for you guys today at all.
I love it. It looks so much like a perfect home. Like a
It's a whole facade, because girl, I'm a hot ass over here. But anyways.
Not a whole facade.
Yes. Yeah. Coffee. This is what keeps me safe. Coffee and Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Definitely need coffee and Jesus. Both of them together. But let me ask you one question. So with this whole, you know, quarantining, and of course we're in the pandemic, like, how are you enjoying the Outlet at Home experience?
I tell you, aside from not seeing y'all, I'm like really enjoying it because I get to be my safe space, comfort. It feels good. And just having worship, just it's a little bit more personal because it's just me. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I haven't had those times where you just cry out in the spirit on a Sunday since like I was little, because like, you know, sometimes in church, it gets a little bit like, ooh, they think I'm crazy. So I've enjoyed it. And I've like done like little like meetups with girlfriends and talked about the discussion. Right. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about you?
Yeah. Oh, I'm loving it. I mean, of course, I definitely miss like seeing your face to face and seeing, you know, the church's faces and just everybody that we see like on a regular basis. Yeah. But as far as like now, service is on demand, so you can kind of watch it whenever you have time. Love it. I mean, normally, you know, we're sitting on the couch, we have it on the TV like it's a movie, but sometimes I take it out for a run with me and I'm, you know, listening to service, or I'll listen to it in the car if I'm running errands or anything. So I'm absolutely enjoying it 100%, but I definitely can't wait to see, you know, everybody in person.
Same. And when you said on demand, which is what I love, now we have communion on demand. Did you see that? There's a link that's going to be in this where you can now have communion on demand with your family. You hear that, Outlet family? Whenever you feel led with your family, you can go ahead and download it. It has a whole little breakdown and you have communion. You can have it on a Saturday, a Tuesday, whenever you have that family time, which I love even more. So
that is amazing, especially, you know, with Bryce. We kind of operate off his schedule. So whenever he wants to sit down, we all can, you know, me and Brian can sit down and then pray together. Have communion together, and then this communion Bryce could have, because, you know, it's crackers and some juice.
Oh, send me a picture of that.
Crackers and juice. But I know too, all of those.
He's so cute.
Oh, thank you. For everybody that is, you know, enjoying the Outlet at Home experience, definitely post it on social media. Make sure you tag us because we want to see it. Yes. What was that dance?
I said post. Even though we do not post like this, because it's definitely like this, post, but it just felt good because my phone's right here.
Yeah, it worked. Well, you know what comes up after us, right?
Vince gonna bring that word, but first we got that worship.
Oh, I thought you was gonna keep going.
It's okay.
All right, girl. Well, I will see you then after worship and the word.
To worship. Go ahead, family and friends. Remember to send it to your sister, your brother, your neighbor.
Oh, yeah. Everybody. Everybody in your contact list. Just scroll.
Father, we bless your name. You're such a perfect father to us, and we love you. He is my faithful father, calling me out of the dark, and I cannot whisper away what he said in the light. He is my firm foundation. creation, my anchor won't be moved. Storms may collide, but my soul is on fire with the word. Sing, wind, listen to the sound. Jesus has broken the curse, and he has never lost, not one battle. Who are you that you should not bow low? Jesus defeated.
Stand against it.
I cannot whisper away what he said in life. He is my firm foundation. My anchor won't be moved. The storms may collide, but my soul is on fire with his word.
Welcome to another Outlet at Home. I'm Vince Thomas, lead pastor of the Outlet community, and I consider it a high honor to come wherever you are in the world, whether you're watching live or the rebroadcast, on demand, or listening to our audio podcast. I thank you for taking the opportunity to listen to what God, I believe, has in store for you today. If it's your first time watching The Outlet, welcome. So glad to have you. We pray that your time with us is enriching and the quality of what God wants to say to you helps to form the rest of your days going forward. Well, I'm excited to continue Hidden Blessings. Last week, we took a pause to talk about faith under fire, but I really want to continue today on the third hidden blessing that we're going to look at and pulling out from the Sermon on the Mount. And if you have your Bible, go with me to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5, and we're going to be looking at verses 8 through 9. The first 2 weeks of the Hidden Blessing series, we first looked at there's a hidden blessing in grief. The last time we dealt with hidden blessings in part 2, we dealt with the blessing of self-awareness. But today, we are going to look at the hidden blessing of oneness. And before I get into the hidden blessing of oneness, I want to set a foundation for you to see why this was a pivotal conversation from Jesus to those who were his disciples. And in Matthew chapter 5, verse 8 and 9 in the New Living Translation, it says, God blesses those whose hearts are pure, for they will see God. Verse 9, God blesses those who work for peace, for they will be called the children of God. Heavenly Father, during this time, I thank you for the beauty that comes with an authentic relationship with you, that you first have demonstrated oneness with us, that you looked to us and saw us in the midst of our sin, and you sent Jesus Christ to die for us. And not only did he die, but he rose from the dead, and he lives in our heart today, being one with our spirit. So help us to live out what you've done for us. And as we're speaking today in a time of great division, in a time where one political party is pulling away from another political party, in a time where racial injustice and unrest seems to be at new highs, God, help us as the body of Christ to remain focused on your mission and on your values that you saw fit for us to walk in. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, I remember the first time that I had an iPhone and it was due for a major update. And when I went to install the new software update, I found a message that I'd never seen before. It said, in order for you to get an update, we're gonna need to make sure that you clear off some old data that's hindering us from making the full download and for you to walk in the new software. And so I had to go through and delete apps on my phone. I hate to say it, the Bible app, it had to go. And I had to delete everything that was necessary to create enough space for whatever was about to be downloaded onto my phone. Well, when we see in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 8, it says, God blesses those, or there's a hidden blessing for those whose hearts are pure. What it's saying is not so much that we're pure from a moral standpoint, where we're refraining from illicit drugs or we're refraining from immoral activity, but it's taking it a step further and saying there's a hidden blessing for those whose hearts remain available to God. And that's interesting because in these times, based off of the news, based off the information that you see and that you have, your heart can begin to be weighed down with distress, with fear, with things that completely cause you to feel like I cannot go on and I cannot move forward. My life feels heavy. And so what Jesus is saying is that when things come, when life happens, you have to make it a point that you are going to constantly create space and make room for God to be who he is in your life. But I want to kind of play with that thought here just for a moment, because in the what we see in scripture that we're to have availability, when you consider what we face on our daily lives and in our jobs and in society, our culture gives us no reason to keep our hearts pure, open, and pliable. And for a moment, I want to talk about one of the biggest weights that people of color or minorities face in a society, and that is the weight of injustice. You see, in 2020, we have had situations that have been front and center to show us that as far as we thought we progressed in race relations, we still have a long way to go. The year started off with the unjustified killing of Ahmaud Arbery, and still we're waiting on justice to be served today. It was done on camera. It was done in plain sight. There was no hidden meaning, or there was no conspiracy theory. It was just cold-blooded murder. We then progressed on to see George Floyd being choked to death for 8 minutes for the world to see. And seemingly justice that is needed is taking a long time to be realized. And it's in these moments that we've found ourselves at what I consider a tipping point. And this weight of injustice where Breonna Taylor and those who came into her home on that night and shot and killed her will not face, at least today, the justice that is needed for even the life of an African-American woman. And all the while, we're faced with these things that weigh heavily on our hearts. So how can our hearts remain pure when we're on a consistent basis being fed information that is saying and that is tempting us to have our hearts turn cold? Toni Morrison, in her work on A Humanist View, said the very serious function of racism, watch this, is distraction. It keeps you from doing your work. So now we're asked by God to keep our heart pure. But yet, let's just take this year, we're watching things that are just weighing us down. For instance, I'll use Black Lives Matter. People are now using Black Lives Matter as an excuse, the organization as an excuse to not listen to Black voices. And so in order to discredit the movement of focusing on the injustice toward people of color in America, people want to harp on areas that do not align with their personal, moral, and Christian worldview. But what we're being distracted from is a greater project that's taking place in the midst of the Black Lives Matter movement. And so from the Black Lives Matter movement, and what most people haven't been taught, is that there has been another project that came from that called Black to the Future. And in the Black to the Future project, over 30,000 African Americans were surveyed to see from a candidate and from a person who holds public office, what would you like to see in the form of policy? Well, I want to ask you today, how many of you have heard of the Black to the Future project? Most people that I talk to have not heard of the Black to the Future project, because through culture, through society, we have been distracted from the main thing. All the nuances that people don't like about the Black Lives Matter organization has nothing to do with actual policy requests that are being made. And from the survey of over 30,000 African Americans, there was produced the 2020 Black Agenda. Now, mind you, when I took the time to read the 2020 Black Agenda, they have an 8-page executive summary and they have a 30-page full report. Wouldn't you know, not one time in the 30-page report are any of the reasons that people list why they don't want to listen to Black Lives Matter. Meaning the actual change that people of color are asking for is just simple, basic civil and human rights. And if we are distracted because of what we're being fed on television, because of what we're being fed in our social media feeds, we will not keep our heart open and pure to see how we can affect change in our communities. You see, if someone can get you angry enough, if someone can get you mad enough, if it stays on your heart, you will end up becoming the monster that has hurt you. For instance, for those who have suffered injustice by people of a different skin color than you, if you don't allow God to examine and to heal your heart and to get wisdom on how to move forward, you're going to find yourself becoming prejudiced toward people who don't look like you. Come on, let's keep it 100. There are people who are African-American who hate whites the same way that whites hate blacks. And sometimes it's justifiable, but as the body of Christ, in the midst of the world that we're living in, we must allow God to have free access in our heart to affect change. If we get focused on race wars, if we get focused on political differences, we will not work together and band together as a community to get the changes that we need in policy, which will hold people accountable to help to rectify the inequality that is in our world today. In fact, it's encouraging us to go beyond black versus white, but to become an anti-racist. And Ibram Kendi said, being an anti-racist requires persistent self-awareness, constant self-criticism, and regular self-examination. If I were to take what he said and put it into Bible, it's what Paul refers to in Romans chapter 2, which is called circumcision of the heart. Now, that's a unique term because ancient circumcision is not like the modern circumcision that we think of today. In fact, in ancient times, age was not the determining factor on whether or not someone was circumcised, but rather their acceptance of covenant. When we go back to Genesis and we see God cutting covenant with Abraham, and he asked him that, now that you've cut covenant with me, I want you to go and circumcise every male that is with you. It wasn't talking about all the males who were newborn babes. It's talking about some grown-tail men who needed to be circumcised. And for the sake of illustration, I want you to see how they circumcised back in that day. They didn't have a blade sharpener that we're used to because there was no electricity. So they had to use a rock. And they had to find a blade, and they sharpened the blade on the rock so that it was sharp enough to peel back the foreskin of the male anatomy. I know if you got a personal picture of that, I'm sorry, but I'm gonna prove a point. In Matthew 5 and 8, it says, there's a hidden blessing, or God blesses those whose hearts are pure, for they will see God. The rock represents Jesus Christ, and the word represents the blade. And when we sharpen our knowledge of the word in revelation to who God is and what he's saying today, it then goes to our heart to peel back the layers of hurt, to peel back the layers of pain, to peel back the layers of bitterness, to peel back the layers of unforgiveness, to peel back the layers of doubt. And he wants us to do that so that we can see God and what he wants to do in our world and in our lives today. When you apply what God is speaking to you, he will directly deal with what is trying to take up unnecessary space in your heart. But in verse 9, I want you to look at the difference and the occupation that God wants us to take on as those who are a part of the body of Christ. In verse 9, it says, God blesses those who work for peace. Again, it says, God blesses those who work for peace, for they will be called the children of God. In other translations, it says, blessed are those who are the peacemakers. Notice it didn't say peacekeepers. And I want us to take a look at the difference between a peacekeeper versus a peacemaker. A peacekeeper is what I would consider someone who's a manager, someone who's just trying to manage tensions, manage situations, manage relationships. God called us to a step higher, to be a peacemaker, which refers to a term of leadership, someone who is working to produce peace. The Greek word there is irenapo. It's like irenapios. Y'all see the spelling on the screen right there. That's what it means to be a worker of peace. And the word irene is the Greek word that means nothing missing, nothing broken. But the other word, poios, that's attached to, arene poios, there it is, arene poios. When it's attached together means the same way that God has been to you, you now have the opportunity on earth to bring it out and be that way towards others. There's a theologian who said that the rarest of professions on earth is one who is willing to put the work in necessary to achieve peace. Meaning that your job on this earth in every environment, whether it's in your home, in your neighborhood, in your business, in your job, wherever you are, your job is to work at treating others the same way God has treated you. Here recently, my wife and I have been watching a new show that's come out on Apple TV called Ted Lasso. And the unique thing about Ted Lasso is that a European football club, soccer team, asked this American college football coach to come and coach their team. Well, the backstory behind that, the owner, whose name is Rebecca, took over ownership of her European football club that belonged to her unfaithful ex-husband. Rebecca's one desire was to take revenge on her ex-husband by destroying the one thing that her husband loved, which was his European football soccer team. And in doing so, she thought that I need to hire someone who is a successful coach in one arena, but not necessarily a successful coach in the arena of European football. And that's where Ted Lasso enters. But what I love about Ted Lasso is his ability to find the best out of every situation. He approached every situation from an optimistic point of view. And I believe that in the Sermon on the Mount, what Jesus is telling to us is that I want you to approach every situation, regardless as to what happens, with the right and the positive point of view. Well, over a few episodes, Rebecca, who was the owner of the European football team, constantly did things to make Ted's job extremely difficult, to the point that she was willing to discredit his character, not because she didn't like Ted, but because she had such revenge and pain in her heart, and she was trying to destroy someone who wasn't even in the picture. Well, the one episode that stood out to me that came on here recently is when Rebecca finally came clean as to her motives as to why she brought Ted to be a part of the team. And she listed out everything that she did. And in a moment where you thought Ted was going to pick up and he was going to quit and he was going to go back to America, Ted extended forgiveness to his boss. And it moved me because it showed me the picture about how in our own lives, we don't do everything right. We don't make all the right decisions. Sometimes we're working against what God has for us in our life. And yet when we go clean to God and say, God, listen, this is what I'm doing. This is where I'm at. This is how I feel. This is what's going on in my world. I know you've helped me and I know you've been nothing but good to me. Yet I've still been doing things to self-sabotage. And let's be honest, I've been doing things to be petty and catty with others. I haven't been treating my family the way I should be treating them. I haven't been treating my coworkers the way I should. I haven't been responding on social media in a way that looks like Christ. But Ted, he in that moment did what Jesus did, where he said, listen, I forgive you. It was no other conversation. It was just simply, I forgive you. And Rebecca, who was bent on being vengeful toward her ex-husband, in that moment broke down and received that forgiveness. The power of that moment is she left that office and went back to get things right with her operations director, who she had forced to resign because of her attitude. And when she received the forgiveness that Ted gave to her, she was able to then go ask for forgiveness from her operations director, Higgins. And it was a part of reconciling the relationships in the organization. And it stands out to me because when Jesus says, blessed are those, or there's a hidden blessing for those who work for peace, what I believe Jesus is saying is, blessed are those who are choosing to pass on peace in this world instead of their pain. He's saying, listen, I want you, those who are disciples of me, that regardless as to what happens, take the right approach and say, I'm going to be an agent that works for peace. I am going to be an agent that looks to reconcile. No matter what you say, no matter what you do to me, no matter how you talk about me, no matter what injustice I face, it is not going to change my job, which is to produce peace, the same peace that we have received from God. And so I want to encourage you to be that person. Proverbs 22:1 says, choose a good reputation over great riches. Being held in high esteem is better than silver or gold. Basically, your integrity is what will protect you. Mark Twain said, if you tell the truth, you don't have to remember anything. See, when we commit to being people who have the right motives, when we commit to being people who work for peace, there's a blessing in that, because in our world, we are agents that are sharing the peace we receive with God, the covenant that we receive with God, with those who do not know God. And instead of exacerbating pain, we're sharing that peace because of our covenant. Can I pray with you today? For any person who's out there and you have just noticed that in your relationships, there is a common thread. They just keep busting up. And you may not know why. I think now's the time for some self-reflection, some self-awareness, because each of these areas build upon the other. And we're going to talk about our final area on next week. And you're going to see why being an agent of peace, being committed to the blessing of oneness, is so critical to the quality of relationships that you have in your life. Life moves at the speed of relationships. And so I want to pray for you. If you've been hurt, if you've been pained, if you've experienced an injustice, you've been slandered, whatever it is, I want to pray that God heals your heart and you are reminded of his love for you. Heavenly Father, I'm praying for my brothers and sisters who are right now, Father, they're just experiencing and going through what you have for them. God, I'm asking that you heal their heart. No, they didn't deserve what was done to them. But remind them, Lord, that they don't deserve what you've done for them. And that is, you've been merciful, you've been kind, you've been patient. And the same way that you love them, may they use that love to affect change in the world around them. We thank you for these things in Jesus' name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer with me, please text me 770-667-4899 and simply say, I prayed with you. I would like to follow up with you, because I believe that operating in the blessing of oneness produces peace not only in your life, but it brings peace to those who are around you. Amen. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in on today. We have sent out a link in our weekly mail blast that we send out to our communion service. We're also going to make sure we post the link to that video as well inside of the chat and on all of our platforms so that you can receive Holy Communion, whether it's with friends, whether it's family. But it's important that every month we have a moment where we receive Holy Communion. After today's broadcast, and today being Sunday, October the 4th, we've had a wonderful recording on yesterday where we're getting back into doing in-person gatherings. We're going to have a Meet the Family event after our Sunday, October 4th at 10 a.m. broadcast, where we're able to all check in. And my wife and I, we want to provide you all with some updates as to how the church will proceed going forward. God is so gracious. He is so good. And before we close out today, we just want to worship the Lord with our giving. I want to thank you so much for being a part of the Outlet community, for your faithful and continued support. One thing that has just touched our heart is through your generosity, you have allowed us to begin our Leadership Institute, where we are developing leaders for the 21st century and beyond. And so it's because of your faithfulness and your giving that you're pouring into lives of people who are going to affect thousands of others, maybe even millions of others. So thank you so much for your continued support. As you see, there's some information coming on screen where you can participate in the worship with our giving on today. We thank you from the bottom of our heart for just being obedient to what the Lord puts on your heart and partnering with us to affect change in our community. Now unto Him who's able to keep you from falling, may He guard your heart and your mind. We say that this shall be the best week of your life. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Shalom, shalom, in Jesus' name. Ash and I love you, and we'll see you next time at The Outlet.
Now that worship in word was amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Don't you feel good? It feels like coffee, like a sweet potato pie, like all that wrapped up in a hug.
Yeah, that comfort food. Comfort your food. Yeah, exactly what I need.
Me too. And if you need more of it, please stick around for our e-groups. We love to talk, chat, and give more comfort. Talk about the word, talk about worship, and all that is. What do you say, Diana?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, I'm going to head there, you know, right now. Dial in. Number should be on the screen. So I hope to see your face too.
Yes!
Well, it was so good to see you, like, almost face-to-face. Like, I think this is wonderful. This blessed my heart.
I know. Same. And thank you so much for tuning in and sharing your Sunday or Saturday morning with us, whenever you chose to watch this message. And we love you. We're going to be praying for you. And we'll see you back here next week.
Yes, absolutely. Thanks for tuning in to the Outlet at Home experience. Thank you so much, Camille.
Bye.
Bye.